There's been record growth in house prices lately, but there's now just a hint that some heat may be coming out of the market. It follows lengthy testimony from bosses of the big four banks this week to a parliamentary economics committee. While some banks still see double-digit house prices growth this year, not everyone agrees that the market remains red hot. And even if prices do continue to climb higher, analysts say they expect the regulators may move to cool prices as early as the second half of this year. Here's business reporter David Taylor.
ANZ boss Shane Elliott says house prices could rise by 17% this year. But he's also told the House of Representatives Economics Committee Australians are extending themselves to grab their slice of the Australian dream. And that has limits. He's speaking here with committee chair Tim Wilson.
At some point that can only get stretched so far. I mean, at the moment that has been enabled because at the same time interest rates have fallen. And that has enabled that to stretch.
The NAB's chief executive, Ross McEwen, however, worries unless something's done to boost housing supply, price rises will become steeper.
I strongly support the first home buyer incentives, but we know supply is restricted and the states need to streamline approval processes for land development and residential construction.
Hear, hear.
Without decisive moves to increase housing supply, demand side incentives will inevitably act to push up house prices further and faster.
The Commonwealth Bank is Australia's largest provider of home loans. Chief Executive Matt Comyn appeared before the committee yesterday. He's trying to soothe the nerves of buyers who fear they've missed out, saying he expects the market to actually cool a little from here.
We expect house prices will continue to grow during the course of this calendar year and next, but not at the rate that we've seen in February and March, which was quite a rapid uptick.
Adelaide Timbrell's tasked by the ANZ to analyse the property market and what may influence it. She doesn't see the current strong acceleration in property prices continuing because it's being driven by first home buyers and owner-occupiers, not investors, as it was between 2013 and 2017.
We do think that pricing gains will slow, but we don't think that they will stop.
And she says, in any case, if the red-hot property market doesn't cool soon, she's confident the Council of Financial Regulators, which includes the Reserve Bank and APRA, will ask the banks to make borrowing harder to do.
One thing that we could see that will slow down the trajectory of housing prices will be macroprudential regulations, which we think will happen in the second half of the year. I think the Reserve Bank has spoken a couple of times on their concerns over housing lending trends. We do know that low deposit and high debt to income lends are on the rise, and that's something that will probably trigger some of those regulatory actions.
APRA recently told the business gathering it'll implement those actions when its risk alarm bells begin ringing, and it'll do what it did between 2015 and 2017, asking the banks to create bigger loan buffers for customers. But as committee chair Tim Wilson points out to ANZ boss Shane Elliott, the problem with this regulatory response is that it actually hurts first home buyers and owner-occupiers in favour of investors.
You're quite right that unintentionally, I think, that tends to have more impact on people who are more high indebted, and they typically tend to be first home buyers. So yes, are there ways to design macroprudential interventions that don't have that impact? I imagine there are.
At this point, debt distress appears not to be an issue. The banks are now reporting 30-day arrears under 2% of all issued loans.
David Taylor.